Just one halacha regarding the laws of Yom Kippurim. Of course, when we talk about the fast of Yom Kippurim, we're talking about healthy people fasting. However, you have a chole, somebody that's sick. Well, let's say according to the doctors that we could trust, that they give a diagnosis that the man has to eat, otherwise he's going to be in sakana. So of course, with that heter, and of course with the council of Hachamim, it would be permissible for a person to even, let's say, eat bread, pat, on Yom Kippurim. So the question is, number one, how does he make the Tirat Shadayim? So according to the poskim, he makes the Tirat Shadayim a regular Netilah. Chamavadiyah says, Notel Yadav Kol Perek Hayad Ad Azirawa. Even though there was some poskim that wanted to say, since you're not to wash your hands on Yom Kippur, maybe it would be better to eat the bread without a Netilat Shadayim. However, this is not considered a Rechitzav Ta'anug. It's not a pleasurable washing. This is a Rechitzah according to the deen, which we might call it a Rechitzah Shel Mitzvah, and therefore the poskim are lenient on this subject as well. And that's the way of Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, also is posik in his halachot. Shecholei ochel padu mekuprim yotel yadav lesuda kol haperek ad makom chibur hayad im hazeroa. The next question is, if he, let's say, is able to make Birkat HaMazon, does he have to add any inclusions in the Birkat HaMazon? So Maran in Tafresh Yudchet Se'if Yud writes that he has to add Ya'aleh V'Yavo, because really it is a Yom Tov for him. We don't make Ya'aleh V'Yavo because we don't eat in the, we don't eat. But somebody that is eating according to the Heter, so then he has to treat like a regular Yom Tov. So he would say, Ya'aleh V'Yavo et Yom HaKippurim Hazeh ve'et Yom Selichat He'avon Hazeh. And if, let's say, Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbat, he would also say, Netzeh V'Chalitzenu. Now, in the event where the person, let's say, forgot Ya'aleh V'Yavo and caught himself, after he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim, before he started the fourth beracha of the Birkat HaMazon, so the poskim bring that, he should say, over there, he writes, Achav Avadiyah, Beli Shem U'Malchut. Without saying Hashem's name, he should say, but Baruch, Asher Natan La'amo Yisrael, Et Yom HaKippurim Hazeh, Et Yom Selichat Ha'avon Hazeh, Baruch, Melech Mochel, V'Soleh La'avonotenu, V'La'avonot Amo Yisrael, Ma'avir Asmotenu, Bechol Shana V'Shana, Melech Kol Ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Yom HaKippurim. So that would be the proper way to go. Again, if he forgot it in totality, he would not have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon. Not if he forgot Ya'aleh V'Yavo, nor if he forgot Netzeh V'Chalitzenu. So let me just read this in Achav Avadiya. It's in Chazor Avadiya in Yamim Noraim and Pei Shin Chet. Ha'choneh, she'sarich le'echol pat p'tei p'kuach nefesh, notel yadav kol perek hayad ad azerawa. Ve'barech פעם אחת על האכילה הראשונה, ובסוף כל מה שצריך לאכול, מברך ברכת המזון. ברכת המזון יאמר יעלה ויבוא ביום הכיפורים הזה, ביום סליחת העוון הזה. אם שכח, ולא אמר יעלה ויבוא, אינו חוזר. There was a question that the Ben Ish Chai discusses, and the Ben Ish Chai comes out טוב להחמיר, and that is swallowing saliva on יום הכיפורים. Although the Ben Ish Chai says, מצד הדין זה מותר, but he says, it's טוב להחמיר. Regarding that, Rachav Avadiyah writes, the next halacha, mutar lechol adam leblowa harok shelo shebefiv ve'en bo shum chashash isur ve'en lachmir bazeh kelal. The hakam on this over here is more lenient, obviously, and he says there is no room to be mekel. It's not considered a mashke. It's not considered a drink. We don't make a beracha on the saliva. It's coming from the person's body. It's a bodily secretion. And that's the way he brings down from the poskim.